The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we will make ourselves slaves of whomever we choose to obey. And he gives us the two options, which is interesting because he's not saying the options are what person are you going to obey, who's going to be your master, but rather it's either sin or it's righteousness. So in this case, it's either Satan or it's the Lord. Those are the choices. There isn't any other. Now, when we put it into the context of what St. Paul is talking about, and he says sin must not reign over your mortal bodies and so on, and talks about, you know, not using the parts of your body as weapons for sin, for wickedness, but rather as weapons for righteousness, what's he getting at? If you look at the context of what he says, he reminds us of our baptism, that when we were baptized into the death of Jesus Christ so that we could share in his resurrection. Then he talks about Jesus. He said his death was death to sin, and he lives his life now for God. You are a member of Jesus Christ, which means you have died to sin and you are alive for God in Christ Jesus. That's the context that he is getting at here, saying, look, if you are alive for God, if you have died to sin, then whatever parts of your body we're talking about, use that to glorify God. Don't use it for sin. Sin is all around us. We are living in a totally disobedient society. We're living, as I keep saying, in the most selfish society that history has ever known. So in order to do what St. Paul is telling us, which means in order to be who we are created to be and who we are baptized to be, we must choose to go against the grain. But let's put it a different way. If we are going to say Jesus is Lord, what does that mean? It means he is the one whom I will obey. He is my master. He is my Lord. That doesn't mean, oh, he's God. That doesn't mean, oh, he died for my sins. No, that's because either he is divine or he is the Christ. He is Lord, which means I have chosen to be obedient to him. He is the master of my life. And what is it that he asks of me? To be holy. Or the word St. Paul uses is righteous. To be righteous isn't just a matter of going through the motions. It's not simply doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. It's doing the right thing out of charity, out of love for God and love for neighbor. That is what must be at the root of everything. That's what makes it righteous. We're not under the law, St. Paul said, but under grace. If we're under the law, all we have to do is just simply be obedient to the law. But Jesus said, love. Love God and love your neighbor. Are we going to be obedient to the one whom we call Lord? Are we going to live according to the dignity which is ours as persons baptized into the person of Jesus Christ? That's what we're being asked to look at. St. Paul is laying this out for us and saying, look, if you have died to sin because you're baptized into the death of Jesus, then your life has to be lived for God. So again, ask yourself, is my life being lived for God? It's the point we asked the other day. Is God just a part of your life? Or is God your life? Is God at the center of your life so that everything revolves around him? Or is God on the periphery somewhere so that he revolves around something else in the way that we live? If he is going to be Lord of our lives, then he must be at the center, because we are going to be obedient to him. The wonderful thing is that when we are obedient to him, he is never going to ask anything of us that would violate us. He's never going to ask on anything of us that would harm us. He's going to ask only that we would do what we were created to do. He's going to ask that we will do those things that are going to be truly fulfilling. In other words, he's going to ask us to do exactly what he commanded us to do, to love God and to love neighbor, in whatever manner that is going to look like. But we can be guaranteed it will never look like sin, because sin is the opposite of charity. Sin is selfish, charity is selfless. Now we look at that and put it into context with what we heard at the end of the gospel. That from those to whom more has been entrusted, more is going to be expected. That's you and me. Now we could look at it and say, yeah, I'm going to be held to an even higher accountability than you are because of the theological education that I'm supposed to have, because I'm a priest. But all of us are baptized into Jesus. All of us are baptized into his death. All of us are to share in living our life for God. Which means that when we look at what's the difference on the day of judgment between us and a pagan, they're not going to be held to the same standard. You and I are going to be held to a much higher standard because we know better. God is going to judge us according to what we know, and consequently, based on what we know, by how much we have loved. As Catholics, we have been given everything on a silver platter. And the problem when everything is given on a silver platter is that we just tend to ignore it. If we have to work for something, then it means something to us. When it's just been handed over to us, that we haven't even had to do the work, we tend to think it doesn't mean a whole lot. We're talking about the salvation of our souls. It means everything. We have to make the choice to make it our own. It's there. It's there for everyone. But we have to choose it. But if we're going to say we choose Jesus, then we have to live in righteousness. We see all kinds of people these days that give lip service to Jesus. They'll even come to Mass. But then they walk out and they do horrible things. Or they're living in a state of mortal sin and they have no intention of changing. It's one thing in human weakness to fall. It's another to try to justify our actions. And we're seeing this more and more and more. We look at what's going on with morality today. And it's like, oh, everyone's doing it. Oh, it's not that bad. Oh, it's time to get into the 21st century. Oh, whatever. The truth has not changed. We are called to live in righteousness, to live in righteousness. That doesn't just mean to say, yep, God is a Trinity, yep, Jesus is the incarnate second person of the Blessed Trinity. Those things are true. How do we live them? I am baptized into Jesus Christ, who is the incarnate person of the second person of the Trinity, who came into this world, died so that my sins could be forgiven, and rose so that I could have eternal life. Is that just an objective statement? Or is it a subjective reality? It is an objective statement. It needs to be chosen as a subjective reality. We need to choose it and make him the Lord of our lives, and thereby use what the Lord has given to us for righteousness. Many of us have used everything that we have for sin. Now it's time to turn it the other way. If you look at it in a positive way, if you had lived a pretty bad life, if you had given yourself over to sin, lunged headfirst into the pool of sin, the positive thing is that when you decide that you don't want to do that anymore, you're going to go to the opposite extreme. So if you sinned a little, you're going to be a little holy. If you sinned a lot, you can be really holy. You're going to really strive to live that righteousness. So if you've been a big sinner, don't despair. Rather, run to the arms of Jesus and have total confidence in him. But make him the Lord of your life. Live your life for him. That's what we are all supposed to be about. That's what we're baptized into. So that's the point that St. Paul's getting at. So he is there for us. He has done everything for us. He has not only taken away our sins, he's given us a share in his life. He's given us a share in his nature so that we are elevated through baptism to become sons and daughters of God and members of Jesus Christ. Once again, that's not just an objective statement. That is the reality of who you are. And now that that is the truth, we have to embrace it, and we have to live it. We have to die to sin and live our lives for God.